We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. Brittany Higgins faced cameras on Thursday and said, "I told the truth," but now Miss Higgins' accused rapist has referred her to police, suggesting she could be charged for her speech. Former political staffer Bruce Lehman pleaded not guilty to sexual intercourse with Miss Higgins without her consent and being reckless to her consent in the early hours of March 23, 2019. Miss Higgins told the court Lehman raped her on the couch of their boss, Senator Linda Reynolds, in Parliament House after they got drunk. Lehman denies having sex with Miss Higgins. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app from the App Store. Almost 150 trucks painted in anti-Dan messaging will hit the roads from Friday as firefighters intensify their war with the Andrews government. United Firefighters Union boss Peter Marshall said the trucks, which act as mobile billboards, would be stationed in suburbs and marginal electorates until November 26. The powerful union leader, once a key ally of Daniel Andrews, continues to cause headaches for Labor's hopes of re-election for a third term. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Teaching children to read when they start school is making them anxious and causing learning problems. According to veteran literacy expert Susan Gallaty, schools should start teaching children to read in year two instead of prep, suggesting the delaying of teaching reading and spelling and instead focusing on play-based learning designed to build readiness for literacy. And former AFL star Sam Fisher has been released from a rehabilitation facility 5 months after his shock arrest over a cross-border drug trafficking ring. The ex-St Kilda player had admitted being a drug addict, using 30 mils of GHB daily, as well as methamphetamine when he was charged in May. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.